Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank.
And Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we're here today. We've got Kimberly Reason, the media spokeswoman for Sound Transit. Thanks again for joining us today.
Oh, thank you for having me, Eric.
Yeah, well.
So I'm still loving all this conversation around mass transit because, as I mentioned when you were on the show before, I have voted for all of these packages.
Oh, good. I'm glad to hear it.
So every time I see movement, which we were just talking about in our last segment, when we see movement going on, I feel like I made a good choice in helping, move this along. I know it's not popular with everyone, and even at that East King County, chamber event, there was conversation about, oversight and, who's accountable to who and that type of thing. But can you tell our listeners, Eric, you brought this up on our break, what kind of ridership are we seeing going on with this?
Well,
we're putting it in place, so who's on there?
Yeah, I mean, if you think just Link Light Rail alone, a couple months ago, our average weekday ridership hit 79,000 plus people.
Awesome.
A day. That's a lot of people. Just
a lot of cars.
On Link Light Rail. You know, that doesn't include Sounder and it doesn't include the people who are riding the ST Express. So people love light rail. And even the naysayers are now, having to acknowledge in their own way.
That's a very kind way to put
that.
No wonder it is.
That the service is being used, that the investments are well invested, that what was promised to voters in Sound Transit 2 and Sound Move before it, and now Sound Transit 3, we're delivering it. And we'll keep on delivering because there are just so many more products coming down the pipeline.
Yeah, well, that's good to hear. And I just hope that we can stay within the budgets and just be responsible like that. That's the one thing that will really get a lot of voters. It's like, okay, it was going to be X billion and it turned out to be double that or triple that or quadruple that. And, and Seattle, let's be honest, or Washington State does not have a stellar reputation when it comes to bringing things in on budget. They just don't.
Well, you raise a point that we had to address. When the economy exploded, we experienced, a very aggressive, competitive, hot construction market.
Yes.
Right.
And there are so many construction projects even now in Seattle. Well, guess what? If
you're
the demand
for
is
resources.
High
yeah.
and the resources are finite, well, who really is on the strong side of the bargain there? And so the bids went up on all of our projects. So we did have to grapple with that. The good news is that we've gotten federal funding for Linwood Link.
Nice.
That was at risk a couple of years ago and even up until only a few months ago.
Okay.
And we worked hard with our congressional delegation to, do what it took. We flew to D.C. I don't know how many times to have those conversations to say this project is needed. This project needs federal support that was promised to it. And the good news is we've gotten that money.
And tell us again when that one's going to be ready.
Linwood Link, it'll open in 2024.
2024.
And we actually will be starting construction later this year.
Okay. And Northgate, so that's just be an extension of the Northgate line?
Yes. Actually, the Northgate, look at what we call the tail track, which is the end of the line right now.
Yeah.
It sort of curves northwest. And
saw
it's
that.
Cool to see that because that will be the part of the track that connects
with
extension. Linwood Link.
Okay.
Yes, exactly.
Okay. Because I know I have a bunch of people who are waiting for on 140th or 145th? 145th. Because I had a bunch of clients that were all buying up there. And actually, that whole big change in Shoreline. A lot of the redevelopment of Shoreline is occurring
because that's
in tandem
the,
with
right,
it.
Right.
Right. And we're actually studying.
And the density going in there for housing and more commercial.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. I mean, we're having to study, what we call a provisional station, which was in the Sound Transit 2 plan, but wasn't funded because we just didn't have the funding at that time. But, now that we're looking at that light rail extension opening in 2024 and realizing, we don't want to go back in to the station and track and tear it all up, and with costs increasing, it makes more sense now to build that station now. That's the current thinking anyway, but what we have to do first is to go through some preliminary planning to see whether all that works out.
Right. So you mentioned planning around all these other link stations as well. Where do people go if they want to provide input for any of these?
So we have a ton of public meetings on all these projects,
okay.
Anywhere from neighborhood forums to community briefings to open houses, and certainly even our board meetings, although if you don't live in downtown, you can live stream the board meetings and keep up with everything.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah. So if you go to soundtransit.org and click system expansion, it's a drop-down menu, you can then find your project that you're interested in, and it'll give you a chance to sign up for emails and stay in touch, and we send out regular email updates all the time about progress on the project and how you can weigh in.
Okay, great. Yeah, I'm on there right now. You've got a lot of content.
And we also have online open houses. So once again, if you cannot go to an open house in your community physically, you can just call it up online.
Yeah, and this is nice because once you get there, I'm on that site right now, and it says sign up for project updates and construction. So you're not beholden to be the one always having to go back and check back. You guys will proactively send out content
as
well. So that's cool.
And we're pushing out fresh content all the time and email updates so people can see how a project is progressing and when it is time to weigh in.
Right. Yeah. You even have translation services for people to understand. I love that. Yeah, this is fantastic.
Many of our communities, you know, are extremely diverse. Tacoma has a diverse community, and certainly downtown Seattle. So it's really imperative for us to figure out any way we can to reach everyone.
Right.
Good.
That is our
good.
Goal.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, there will always be someone who hasn't heard about something, no matter how hard we work at it. But that is why we work hard at it.
Well, that's why
we
you're
don't
a media.
Hear that, you
that's
know?
Why you're a media spokes Wonder Woman.
There you go. That's right.
Again, business card.
I can see the little logo right now, little cape. Be awesome.
I just sort of marvel at thinking about what this region is going to look like in 15 or 20 years. You know, the number of people that are still moving here, you know, changes in habits and transit. And I'll admit, I mean, some of us are set in our ways. My son would like nothing more than to sit in a car and not drive and just play video games and whatever mode he's on, it just takes him, you know, wherever he wants to go, you know, and where me, I want to be driving. And, and I guess, you know, us dinosaurs will eventually filter away from that. But it's a really change in the paradigm.
You bring up an interesting, quick little question for me. Will these projects, when you're on those systems, will they have Wi-Fi access, or is that something that's not possible?
You know, that's a good question. We have Wi-Fi access through the downtown tunnel and on our sounder trains. I think it's something that we're looking at for the future because everyone now is accustomed to being on Wi-Fi. But I don't know the answer to that for sure.
Okay. All right. Well, it's something to maybe take a look for, or if you're people providing input and commentary.
Yeah, you know, we have there's an email called main@soundtransit.org. So if you have just any idea, like Wi-Fi on our vehicles, hit us up.
Okay.
Good to know.
Yeah, good info. Okay, so did we cover everything that you were here to talk about today? Because we talked about West Seattle.
Yes.
We talked about Ballard.
Yes.
We talked a little bit about the Tacoma.
Yes.
And then we got some updates on some of these other projects. So East Rail, what were the other ones we had?
Federal Way, Redmond, Northgate, Linwood.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
Tacoma,
so
West Seattle. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we've hit kind of the whole region.
I mean, there are more extensions. It's just if people should go and check out our map on the front page of soundtransit.org. You can see quite clearly exactly. Once the system is completely built out, it'll be 116 miles and many more new stations.
Okay. So I have a quick question for you that's just a – who are you guys really talking? I mean, like, what do you think could get someone out of their car and into this? Like, what's the biggest thing holding people back that you think we need to try and get past?
I think convenient, frequent connections locally. If
okay.
you know that you could get to a transit station, take a bus to the light rail or sounder station, or we also will be building a bus rapid transit network, then that makes it, that's incentive, because who wants to get on their freeway and spend 90 minutes getting to where you're going?
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. No, I know I white knuckle it quite a bit.
And, you know, I have dear friends. I have dear friends who live in Bonnie Lake, and I have to, I take Sounder or I drive. When I drive, it's hard.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, frankly, I'm a little jealous that I can't use it, because in my job, I have to go where my clients need me, and I cover a 4-county area at this point. So.
Well, Kimberly Reason, you're a great sport. We really appreciate having you on the show today.
Oh, thank you.
Hope you'll come join us again.
When you have more updates.
That's right. And thank you all for listening in today. Another episode of Open
House. Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/max Metro Eastside on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Saturday afternoon at 2 for more Open House with Team Reba here on AM 1590. The Answer. The preceding program was sponsored by Team Reba of RE/MAX Metro East Side and Eric Osnes of Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.